Today is the 40th anniversary of the beginning of the Watts riots. For 6 days in August of 1965, thousands of people looted and burned South Central Los Angeles.
An apparently routine traffic arrest turned the steaming, throbbing ghetto of Watts into a no-man's land, or rather, a no-white man's land. That was the start of rioting, looting, burning, and shooting.
In the end, 34 people were killed, hundreds more were injured, and thousands of dollars of property was destroyed. The riots were a turning point for Los Angeles and for one of its native sons, commentator Askia Muhammad.
Until Watts, I was a pretty content 20-year-old that summer of 1965. I had a red 1959 Triumph TR3, a really hip British sports car. You couldn't tell me I wasn't cool Joe College. I smoked pipe mixture number 79, and I wore English leather cologne. I was a made man, in on the in crowd. That summer, I was working full-time in the stockroom of the Sporty Knit clothing store on Hollywood Boulevard. But there was one nagging thing that seemed to unite even bougies like me with the teeming Negro masses, and that was resentment of police brutality. On the streets, we talked about the cops, the all-white LAPD. We talked about how the police might just stop you at any time for no reason, just for walking down the street at night. Then on Wednesday evening, August 11th, I first started hearing reports about a disturbance in Watts. The word was that a woman rushed out of her home and tried to stop the police from arresting her son. A crowd gathered at 103rd in Avalon when an officer tried to arrest the man he thought was drunk. More cops responded to control the growing crowd. The unrest with rocks and bottles now as weapons continued, spreading block by block. By Friday the 13th, the riot was out of control. As I drove home from Sporty Knit that Friday, convoy after convoy after convoy of police vehicles passed me by, cops in riot gear speeding south toward Watts. It was an awesome mobilization of force. I pulled over in my red TR3 and I cried. I felt like war had been declared on my neighborhood, and that my neighborhood was no match for the armed strength of the entire L.A. Police Department. By nightfall, looting had become part of the mayhem. I stopped at the corner of 47th and Broadway. I watched like I was sitting in a theater. There was a thrifty drugstore there, and it was being looted. A police car sped up. No sooner than the officers jumped out, guns drawn, before a hail of rocks and bottles poured down on them from every direction. They jumped back in their car, and for the first time in my life, I saw Mighty Whitey, the Los Angeles police, turn tail and run in full retreat. For the first time, the outlaw in the streets was calling me with its unspoken code. Me? I crossed the burning sands for real that Friday in August. Right there at 47th and Broadway, I heard the thunder roar. I felt my Negroness. We didn't call ourselves black then. I felt it for the first time. Watching, being a part of that mob in Watts. That night I felt I had become a member in good standing of the great soul brotherhood. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't born again. I didn't sell the Triumph, but during the Watts Rebellion, even the Joe College in me discovered that I had common cause with the head-whipping black radicals.
Askia Muhammad now lives in Washington, D.C.